Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Inflation. Supply shock. What is to be done? Veronique Dourigy is the George Gibbs Chair in Political Economy and a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, writing most recently at Creator Syndicate, apprising the president's address to the nation through the Wall Street Journal editorial page these last days about what is to be done about inflation. The president writes movingly, "Americans are anxious. I know that feeling. I grew up in a family where it mattered when the price of gas or groceries rose. We felt it around the kitchen table. But the American people should have confidence that our economy faces these challenges from a position of strength." Veronica, very good evening to you. The president's explanation for the inflation we have now, you apprise that. Is the president correct in saying this is about the supply chain and this is about Vladimir Putin? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. No, I mean, now we have some supply shock going on right now with because of the war in Ukraine. There's no doubt about this. And it's particularly felt on the price of food and energy. But that started long before. In fact, the price of gasoline on average has increased more in 2021 than it has since the beginning of the war. So it's only kind of compounded problems that existed. But the president is trying to deflect the blame for his own policies. That's what he's doing. His op-ed was fascinating, because it was able to write, I don't know how many, it was probably 1,000 words without ever mentioning overspending and ever mentioning accommodating Fed policy. Yeah. I still, to this day, find that amazing.
The spending, $1.9 trillion, called the American Rescue Plan in the late winter, early spring of 2021. That's the spending. Is that a driver for the inflation we're feeling today?
Yes, and it was on top, obviously, of $3 trillion in the past. And this also was accommodated by almost $5 trillion of money creation in the form of mortgage-backed security purchase and treasury purchase by the Federal Reserve. But like, if you want to have a sense of how much the economy was bound to overflow when they were negotiating the American Rescue Plan, which was $1.9 trillion, what we call the output gap, which is the place where the economy is supposed to be and where it was at, was less than $400 billion. And they were saying, we're going to spend $1.9 trillion. And so it was also interesting that they were actually arguing that the multiplier, you know, the bang, that economic bang that you get for the buck with that money was going to actually be high, which if that was the case, we would be in even bigger trouble. So, that's when the bathtub, like, basically was overflowing, is when they passed the American Rescue Plan, which was way, way oversized.
The president met with the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, former chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, and the new chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, Jerome Powell, this week. You mentioned in your column that Jerome Powell bears equal blame for where we are. What did he do or not do in 2021?
Well, so in 2021, he was actually cheering for the adoption of the American Rescue Plan, because in my opinion, Jerome Powell thinks like a Keynesian. He thinks that government spending is a solution to a lot of things. And also, throughout 2021, not only did he say there would be no inflation, and when inflation arrived, he said it was all about supply and it would be transitory, but during the entire 2021 and early 2022, when inflation was definitely there, he continued a crazy asset purchase of $120 billion a month. The economy was recovered. And he was saying we are not going to be raising rates probably until 2023 or 2024. These are such accommodating and expansionary monetary policy that have no place in an economy that is recovered.
The president is pleased with job growth, but he's most pleased with deficit reduction. How did he do that?
I mean, he really didn't do anything because government spending actually doesn't reduce unemployment. And if anything, I mean, his spending probably kept people at home way longer than they would have otherwise without receiving a check to stay at home, and especially checks that were paying them more to not work than to work. But what's also interesting is him taking the credit for so much drop in unemployment is that he actually kind of omits that a vast majority of the drop in unemployment took place under his predecessor. And in large part, the reason why unemployment fell down is not because they were so great at their policies, but it's because they reopened the economy and they allowed effectively that in different states, they allowed people to go back to work. That's what happened.
He did reduce deficit. How did he do that?
Well, he didn't do anything on that front either. In fact, he was prevented. He was prevented from making sure that none of the deficit would go down by Senator Sinema and Manchin when they joined the Republicans to block the Build Back Better bill, which would have made permanent a lot of the temporary and emergency programs that were put in place during the pandemic. So basically, he's taking credit for emergency program winding down when he wanted to do exactly the opposite. And the other thing, he's taking credit for a lot of revenue increases. But the revenue increase, of course, took place because the economy was restarting in a large part, but also in part because of bracket creep, which means that basically people, not by the fact that they're actually making more money, but because of inflation, are actually pushed into a higher bracket. And that's just nothing to be proud of.
Finally, what is to be done? There's talk of recession everywhere. Will that answer the story now, or can the Federal Reserve deliver on its promise of a soft landing? We can only see so far from here, and yeah. The recession is said to be 23. Can we avoid it? We have about a minute.
You and I have talked about this. I've been all along very skeptical of a soft landing because first the Federal Reserve has only very crude tools raising the interest rate, and that the purpose of all of this is to crush demand, so it's to slow down the economy. And the Federal Reserve, we've been shown, is not very good at really kind of measuring properly how much they should do and when. But it's also because no Federal Reserve has ever managed to control inflation and to tame inflation with a soft landing. It's just not in the nature of things. So I'm very, very skeptical.
Will the recession calm the inflation? That works, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, sadly it does. And it does. When you basically kind of shut down and when you crush or at least reduce demand quite dramatically, I mean, it does help.
It is a hard landing, but it's a landing nonetheless. Veronique Tarishi of the Mercatus Center, writing a creator syndicate in response to the president's op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, which I recommend because this is the story so far. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.